the reverend that was there in Hawaii and prayed with all his heart. It was tears at the closing ceremony is here also. Reverend Shin felt the principle of history, principle of creation, and was so moved by the principle of creation. It might be difficult for us to be sitting here all day long listening to lectures, but what about Reverend Yu, who is on his feet all day giving us these lectures? Let's give him a big round of applause. Thank you very much. This is the sixth section. The incorporeal world and the corporeal world, whose center is human beings. Does spirit world exist? If so, how does it relate with us? This is important. We come to understand that there is a spirit world, and that it is, and we understand the spirit world correctly, that this is an infinite, eternal world. What kind of relationship does this world have to me? We must study what kind of relationship this world has to me. God exists in dual characteristics, so He made man in His image and created the entire cosmos with man as the model. Man were made in the image of God, and so man has a mind and a body. Mind that resembles God's internal nature and body resembling God's external form. So there is a world which is the unfolding of man's mind and a world that is the unfolding of man's body. We call the world, the unfolding of man's mind, spirit world, the incorporeal world, heaven. When God made this world, He didn't just make the earth, the land, but He made the heavens and the earth. This is a world that we can comprehend through our five spiritual senses. And the world, the corporeal world, we can comprehend through our five physical senses. The spirit world transcends time and space. Our physical body is restricted in time and space, but our spirit body can go anywhere, transcending time and space. Our hearts can fly to America. They can fly to other places over time and space. The world has had the word Uju, which means universe, but Chonju, meaning the cosmos, is a word that True Father made. Chonju, meaning the world encompassing spirit world and the physical world. So there's the incorporeal world and the corporeal world. There are both substantial realities. I was made from the I was made into mind and body. So my body has value and meaning because of my mind. Without my mind, my body doesn't have any meaning. That is why this physical world also has meaning, because there is a spirit world. This is why, but God needs a form to govern these substantial worlds. That is why God created man. The spirit body encompasses all of the characteristics and qualities of the spirit world, and the physical body contains all of the elements of the physical world. So that is why the position of human beings is that of the microcosm, mediator, center of harmony, and owner of two worlds. We are the mediator. In this world, there are many satellites in traveling around the Earth, and they are broadcasting their stations through the air to reach the antennas so that we can see those images through the television, but we cannot see those waves being sent from the satellite. Even though there are so many stations being broadcasted all around the world. So, just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And in order to perceive what is not seen, needs an antenna and a device to show what is happening in the spirit world. So that is what our bodies are. Our bodies are the device through which spirit world can show itself. That is how the man becomes the mediator of spirit world and physical world. The fruit, our bodies are the tree, and our spirit bodies are the fruit. The fruit can only grow and mature while it is on the tree. When our bodies die, our bodies go back to soil, and our spirit bodies go and have eternal life. In Matthew 16 and 19, it says that what is solved on earth will be solved in heaven. Our short life, we have a short life, but this is the foundation for our eternal life. That is why each second of our physical life is so important. Our life on earth is not for the sake of our life on earth, but is a preparation period for our eternal life in the spirit world. That is why we need to know about God, know about the spirit world. And we have to know about true parents clearly. We have to become like true parents. Fallen people need to know their fallen state and how to go back to the original state. This doesn't happen suddenly, but it happens through principle of restoration through indemnity. We also have to teach man how important it is to fulfill the portion of responsibility. Then we can live a correct lifestyle. Once you know the principle, you cannot live a fallen lifestyle. We have to teach people clearly about God, clearly about the spirit world. You've studied a lot about the spirit world, maybe, then we have to know what kind of relationship that has to me. We have to look at ourselves, understand what, when you die, what kind of realm is your spirit body going to? God created the universe. So, see from the Bible, God created the spirit world and the natural world. And God created our spiritual body. In Genesis 2:7, it says that God breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man after making man from the dust of the ground. And in 1 Corinthians, it says that the physical body toils, the spirit body will live again. That in the physical body, you have to, while you have your physical body, you must work hard for preparation for your spiritual body to be alive and have life for eternity. And also in Ecclesiastes, it says that the spirit returns to God, the body returns to earth. And then about the reappearance of spirits, in Matthew 17, talks about Moses and Elijah together with Jesus. In Luke 9, talks about Peter and John and James who went up to the mountain to pray. And behold, two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah. They saw Moses and Elijah with Jesus. In Acts, Saul had been a Jewish man who had been persecuting the Christians when he was going to Damascus. Jesus appeared to him with light and talked to him, saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Talk about Paul more later on. There were many people that appeared as spirits. Many people died before us. So when you see these incidents of people resurrecting in the Bible, don't think of this as, oh, other people appeared and these spirit bodies appeared. But think about yourself and your own life in the future. How you would, whether you fulfill your portion of responsibility on earth or whether you will have to appear again on earth. That is why we have to work hard and do our utmost effort while we are alive on earth to fulfill our portion of responsibility now. The three life stages of human beings. Man is formed in the womb, then goes into life on earth, and then life into the spirit world. When the seed of the man goes into the womb of the woman and meets the egg, then this bomb of love explodes and makes a baby, makes life. Then this, in order for this seed, this egg, to mature into a baby that is ready to live and function on earth, it takes 10 months preparation. Then we live this earth for 100 years with the spirit body and our physical body and spirit body. Then our spirit body goes to the spirit world and lives there for eternity when our physical body turns to dust. In the womb where the baby grows, once the baby is born, then the placenta that was feeding the baby and raising the baby comes out and is thrown away, goes back to dust. And we live our body based on our physical body. When our physical life comes to an end, then we say goodbye to our spirit, physical body. We have a Sunghua ceremony. This is an ascension ceremony. Their life in the womb is the time of life in water, and then life. But even when you are living in the life of water, the realm of water, the baby is forming lungs. Why? There's no air inside the womb. Why does the baby need lungs? It is because it is preparing for life in the spirit world, I mean, the physical world. In the physical world, we must prepare our love lungs, be able to complete the four great realms of heart, to complete true love for preparation of the spirit world, because the spirit world is the world of love. We have to know how to love if we are to live in the spirit world. The purpose of 100 years of the on earth is preparation for eternal life. That is the purpose of your life on earth. We need to prepare for the spirit world. So just because you are poor, a poor person living on this earth, doesn't mean that you will be poor in the spirit world. What is important is how you mature your love, how rich you are in heart while you are living on this earth. Because that is what you are bringing to the spirit world. In this world, when there's a funeral, what is different from funerals and ascension ceremonies? In Jesus' time, the disciple came to Jesus saying that my father just died. May I go bury my father? And Jesus said, "Let the dead leave the dead to bury the dead. You go build the kingdom of God." He was calling both the dead father and the people that were going to bury the father, dead people. So, the funeral is when the dead people bury the dead people. But Sunghua ceremony is when the living people send the living spirit to God's bosom. This is the meaning of the Sunghua ceremony. So even if a person goes to church, but they died, you can't have the Sunghua ceremony for that person unless they receive the blessing. So we can see how important the lineages, the blessed second generation are, to have God's lineage. The funeral is where the dead people send the dead to the Lord of death. But in the Sunghua ceremony is when the living people send the living spirit to God, the spirit of life. the physical body dies, we have a ceremony to send the spirit to the garden, the spirit world. And the car that carries the body is delivering the body to the spirit world. So when you die and do a suingling ceremony, in order to not die alone, you need to make good relationships during your life, so that people can hold a Sunghwa ceremony for you. So even if you receive the blessing, if you don't have any relationship with people and you die, then you don't have anybody to pray for you or send you off. How lonely would that be? We have to have good relationships when we live, so that we can spread true love throughout our life and mature true love. We can go to the spirit world with true love and live in the world of true love. We must practice the four great realms of heart and four great realms of love. So we have to complete our love during our life by having an object partner, our husband or wife, and giving birth to children, raising children, and experiencing these four great realms of heart directly to complete our true love. So if your husband is trying to work hard for the will, but the wife stands in his way, you are preventing the will of true parents, true father. If the husband is standing in the way of the wife that is wanting to work for God's will, then you are preventing true mother's way. So we have to attend each other and raise each other and complete each other. All things have internal and external nature. The physical body has a physical body and a physical mind. And then the spirit body has a spirit body and spirit mind. The physical body, the physical self, receives air and light that we can't see, not tangible, and food and water to grow. And our spirit body receives God's life's element and vitality elements from our physical body in order to grow. God's life elements of principle and life, we have to receive these and receive the vitality elements from our physical body. With this give and take, then our spirit bodies and our physical bodies can grow healthy. We need to have our physical bodies in order for our spirit bodies to grow, mature. Within God's principle and God's words is God's true love, true life, and true character. Practice these words throughout our life so that we can, the more we practice them and the more we become one with these words, our spirit bodies grow, the formation stage, life spirit stage, and to become divine spirits. This is how our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies have give and take and grow our spirit bodies. If you live your life centering on yourself, you cannot grow centering on God's words if you are just centering on yourself and centering on your own thinking that is connected with satanic thinking. We need to, that cannot make our character grow. Our character can only grow when we are connected to God and God's words. Adam couldn't grow instantaneously, but he has to go through a growing period, formation stage, growth stage, completion stage, in the physical body. So, while we have the physical body, our spirit bodies grow to the formation stage, and if you die at this stage, then when you die, you go to the form spirit level in the spiritual world. If you become a life spirit and die, then when you die, you go to paradise. And if your spirit body goes through the completion stage and becomes a divine spirit, when you die, you go to the kingdom of heaven.
Gracias.
explaining about the... If you look inside of a bean, then that bean or seed has a lot of... Whether the... There's a seed that has the elements to grow and become a mature flower, but in order to become the flower, this flower needs to receive the right elements from the environment and the good situation. And so we are also given the elements that we can grow and become divine spirits. We can mature ourselves, but it is all a matter of how much we receive God's life elements, principle and God's love, and we practice these words and embody this love and through our lifestyle and return vitality elements to our spirit body, and that's how we grow our spirit bodies. So, no matter how much the people of before have studied the truth and trying to find the truth, without knowing the complete truth, there can be no perfection because they are in ignorance. They don't know how to reach perfection. In the Bible, it says that Jesus came as God's Son. Jesus came as Messiah to save humanity. Jesus is to become a perfect person. Becoming one with God, and then, but Jesus was to form a family. And Jesus was to form a family and substantiate the love of true husband, true wife, and then true parents. But this ideal wasn't able to be fulfilled. That is why Jesus could only go to paradise. Paradise is a place that you can go by yourself if you set an absolute standard of faith individually. But in order to go to heaven, you have to fulfill, establish a family. We are living our life. We are going to die someday. What kind of form are we going to have when we go to the spirit world? This is our primary purpose in our life. How we are living our life. I have to look at myself in the light of the principle. Am I living a life that I'm embarrassed of? Am I living a shameful life? Or what is my life like? What is different in my life from the world. Must make a standard to live the principled lifestyle. The completion of man, the perfection of man, is the perfection of the spirit body. At the same time, the completion of the divine spirit means to complete the heart, complete Shimjong, and the four great realms of heart. So the physical body and spirit body have a whole relationship. The unification bless families. Also, we'll be going to different levels of the spirit world when we die, depending on our life spirit or our spirit body state. Even though we may have our original sin cleansed, our environment is still fallen environment. So the elements of the fallen environment can still seep into our lives, and what we have inherited from our ancestors still inside of our lives. So we have the responsibility to perfect our spirit bodies, and we must work hard for this. When true parents call us to come to church or call us to attend and participate in true parents' will, then we should have a grateful and happy heart that we were able to participate together with true parents. When we die, what are we going to be proud of in our life? Work hard in your life, working so hard at your work, working so hard and doing many things in your life. But what is the purpose for your working so hard? It is to raise your spirit level and raise the level of your Shimjong. So that you can become better and better, better than yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than today. Your level of Shimjong will always become higher and higher. If your Shimjong doesn't grow, then you are the one that will lose. It is your demerit. But once we know the principle, we must work hard as blessed families. If we didn't know the principle, we would be ignorant. But since we know, we must live the way we live. I mean, the original way. The importance of physical life. The spiritual body grows and completes through the physical self. Completes through three growth stages. Through physical life, we complete the four great realms of heart. Experience true love during our life. True parents and God are the... God is the origin of Shimjung. But God doesn't have a form, a physical, substantial form. God needs a substantial form. And the ideal of the family is when God creates his sons and daughters and they perfect themselves to resemble God, and God can dwell within inside of them, and then they come together in holy matrimony to experience their first love relationship for the first time. God is in that midst, experiencing that love together with them. We must teach the fallen people their fallen state and how to restore their state through indemnity. You might not be so happy to hear these words, but actually these words are words of blessing, words of fortune, because without knowing, without anybody pointing this out and guiding them, then they would not be able to be free of their fallen state. God desires that his sons and daughters can be victors, that no matter where we go, we can be victorious in any kind of situation. If you have committed a sin, then that redemption must be done on earth. What if you repented and for your sins that you did, and you were so sorry and determined never to do those things again, but what if the person that you hurt doesn't want to forgive you? You have to set the standard that those people can forgive you. So you have to take care of all of your mistakes and all of your sins while you're on earth. Otherwise, these will become bad conditions that can prevent your spirit to grow and prevent you from entering kingdom of heaven. Because you can't, those conditions can be attacked by Satan. So when we are living our life, we have to check our lives. Always check. Keep a checklist. See what we did wrong and what we did right, and how we can take care of what we did wrong. So life on earth determines life in the spirit world. Physical life, if you live a life of goodness, the spiritual body becomes good and you can go to heaven. Yet if you live a life of evil, the spiritual body becomes evil and you go to hell. The spiritual body is the best, the ultimate product of life. Japan, there is a big company. There is a big movement, spiritual movement. When Johann Lee, when Sanghun Lee went to the spirit world, talking about the spirit world and a big spiritual group that was making a PowerPoint about their investigations about the spirit world. When the spirit body leaves the body, it comes out from a special spot in the top of your head and leaves your body. When you go to the spirit world, then you see your body, and then you see people that resemble you. You see your body and you see the people that are you love, and they're so... Oh, when people die, the family of that people are so sad and they're crying, but the person that died says, "Why are you crying? I'm still here." When you get married, you wear your most beautiful gown and your most beautiful state and you get married. So when you die, or when you pass into the spirit world, the Sunghwa ceremony. This is a holy ceremony. It's a culmination of your life and this physical life. And when you pass into the spirit world and live there for eternity. Parents gave us the blessing. How much did they have to go through to give the blessing to us? The fact that blessed families are being persecuted is such a difficult thing for the parents, for true parents. We must be people that can resemble God and resemble true parents. We must have a filial heart centered on Shimjung and true love towards our parents. The words are given to us not just so that we can listen to them, but so that they can guide our life. To resemble God is our responsibility. We must do this. This is the core of the education session, of our education. The spirit spirit body is the supreme masterpiece of life. We shouldn't be people that leave dirty spots on our spirit selves. We shouldn't leave wounds and if we hurt our bodies and we cut ourselves, even though that wound might heal, there's still the scar that is left. So we shouldn't make mistakes from the beginning. My husband is my husband just one of the men of all the world? No, he is. What kind of groom would you want? You want a handsome husband that has a lot of money and speaks well? Our goal is to perfect our spirit bodies and perfect our hearts to resemble God. So if we just have somebody that gets along with us so well, then we can't grow our hearts. That is why God, True Father, matches ultimate opposites. North Pole, South Pole. What the object is lacking, I have. What I am lacking, my object has. My partner has. Our families were blessed with this ideal. You understand? If you just chose your own spouse from your own position, then you don't have anything to do with your parents. Be so grateful that we receive this blessing and live our life to resemble God through our spouse, work together with our spouse, and perfect our hearts. Why do people need to live in goodness then? Because the spirit world exists. The spirit world isn't somewhere way off, but this spirit world has a direct relationship to me. The spirit world isn't somewhere far away, but this spirit world has so much, has direct relationship with me. So, when we sit in the bathroom, we have many thoughts. When we go to sleep, we have many thoughts. if our life is like a white piece of paper, what kind of pictures are we drawing on our paper? We drawing some pictures and are we scratching them out? Or that isn't as beautiful as if we had never drawn those pictures in the beginning to scratch them out. The importance of the spiritual body. We must become the owners of the spirit world, owner of love. If you didn't know, then you would be so grievous that you didn't know about the spirit world when you die. Pound the ground saying, why didn't I know? Why didn't I know? But we have been learning from this, from true parents over and over and over again about the spirit world and to prepare for the spirit world. So if we don't prepare for the spirit world, then we don't have any excuse. Our spirit body is the subject of our physical self. And spiritually communicate with God through living through attendance. That we go to the spirit world with to live eternally with our spiritual bodies. And actually, our spiritual bodies have the same shape as our physical selves. God gives words to me. These aren't words addressed to other people, but these words are addressed to myself so that I can live my life correctly. We must take off our clothes for this education. We must remove all of our old concepts. Our origin is not our physical parents, but our origin is in God and true parents. So putting true parents as our center and living in accordance with the true parents' words, then we can live our lives and become complete. This is how our faces can resemble our parents, that we can resemble our parents in image as well. There is light, you can see that light. And so if God is like light, then we must also resemble the light that God has. We can resemble God. life is automatically recorded in the spiritual world like a videotape. All of the things that we think and are in our life are recorded in our spiritual bodies. So we must make God's words our thoughts. We can't have, if we have complaint or difficulty, worries, we have to re-examine those and make God's words my thoughts. All of these things are recorded on my spirit body. I need to educate myself. I need to educate the way I think. This is my responsibility. Our Blessed Central Families receive this education. We need to then educate our immediate families. How heaven and hell is determined. If I live a life centering on hell, then on myself, then I go to hell. But if I live for the sake of others, a life of altruism, I go to heaven. I need to be altruistic, live for the benefit of others, not for the benefit of myself. So there, people that live for the sake of others can go to heaven. People that live only centering on themselves are living the way of hell, and so they end up in hell. We must live for the sake of our partner, or other people, object. The archangel was to raise Adam and Eve well so that they could be true sons and daughters of God. The archangel knew this, but instead he acted centering on himself. This led to the human fall. You understand? God gave us these words. True parents gave us these words. God's heart, God's words. We need to adjust ourselves to resemble them and cultivate our original nature. We need to come into the position to relate with God's nature. Stand is God's object partner. Our life of faith is not only for ourselves, but there is the public purpose and the individual purpose. The spirit mind, the physical mind, and their relationship in the human mind. The relationship between the spirit mind and the physical mind are like that of internal nature and external form. Our heart or mind is the result of when our spirit mind and physical mind have give and take centered on God and become union. This is the state of our heart or our mind. Our physical mind dies together with our physical body, but our spirit mind, our original mind, live forever. So, when God is the purpose of our life, then, and our spirit mind and physical mind have give and take centering with God as the purpose, then this union is our original mind. This remains within the spirit body. The conscience is when our spirit mind and physical mind give and take centered on the truth. And we are directed, our conscience points in direction of the truth, or what we believe to be truth. So each individual standard of conscience differs centering on what one believes to be truth, because fallen man carries the original mind that wants to live in goodness, but we lost the original standard of absolute truth. And this is the reason why the direction of conscience tends to differ when ideologies and theologies differ. About the relationship of the spirit mind and physical mind, original mind, conscience. The relationship between the original mind and conscience is like inside and outside. And similar to the relationship of internal nature and external form, the original mind and conscience always direct towards God's purpose of goodness and follows its will. The original mind and conscience repels evil mind, which goes the opposite direction of God's will and strives to go the way of goodness. Then we fell, so the spirit mind and physical mind of fallen human beings, they still stay under the dominion of, or the influence of Satan. And so, they stay in their immature state without being able to receive life elements. The spirit mind cannot stand in the subject position towards the physical mind, and it is instead governed by the physical mind. This immature spirit mind that gives and takes with the physical mind under the dominion of Satan is called the evil mind. Okay, now this is reference one, the necessity of faith. In Romans 7:22, there's Paul's lamentation that when he realizes that two laws exist, God's law and Satan's law within himself. Paul wanted to live in accordance with God's law, but when he saw the ugliness inside of himself, no matter how hard he tried to live a righteous life, he saw Satan's law at work inside of himself. Paul realized that he had been trying to live according to God's law, but then he sent God's only son to the cross. He realized that there were two laws existing inside of him. The law, his heart that wants to fulfill goodness, but then a law at war with that, trying to lead him away to follow evil purposes. We have to repent. Jesus was to come as the Messiah of glory, and that is the Messiah that the Jewish people were waiting for. But actually, when Jesus came, he wasn't the Lord of glory. If Saul was able to, or John the Baptist, could teach people that there were two prophecies in the Old Testament, that there was the prophecy that would, the prophesy that the Lord would come as the King and glorious Lord, and another prophecy that would prophesied that the Lord would come and suffer. And if John the Baptist could explain that to the people, that the then Jesus' path would have been so much easier. And Paul couldn't understand why the Messiah was put on the cross either, because he thought that the Messiah was supposed to be somebody that is so glorious and how could the Son of Man be put to the cross? And so he thought that this must just be God's will, that the cross was God's will. Most of the Bible is written by Paul, and that is why Christian philosophy has many misunderstandings about Jesus and God's will. Our spiritual bodies to grow by receiving God's life elements and principle and love. And through the give and take of living spirit elements and vitality elements, the spirit body is supposed to grow. But because through the fall, our relationship with God was severed, and we made blood ties with Satan, we received Satan's words, false words, and have been give and take with Satan's lies. And our spirit bodies were influenced by these words. Our spirit bodies became evil. Therefore, we must sever our relationship with Satan and sever our selfish mind, self-centered motivation, and unite only with heavenly law to live for the sake of others, have a heavenly motivation. In 1 John chapter 1, it says, If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It means that we still have sin inside of us. Do we have sin inside of us? Yes or no? We have the original sin? No, we don't have the original sin yet. Then why is Satan still able to have relationship with us and attack us? It's because we have fallen nature. Unless we remove our fallen nature, then Satan can still relate with us. This is why we need a principle lifestyle. I'll talk more about this when we talk about the fall of man. So we have studied that man has committed sin, and we still have sin inside of us. That's why we need heavenly lifestyle. Thank you. Our lecturer is pouring out so much for us from the opening ceremony. Let's give him a big round of applause. Let's break for lunch. Come back at 2:20. Please be here by 10 minutes before 2 at 1:50. Sorry.